From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday a group of its warplanes took off from an airbase in Iran to carry out airstrikes against militants in Syria. They say the strikes hit five warehouses with weapons, ammunition, and fuel, as well as training camps for the Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra terrorist groups. The attacks took place in the provinces of Aleppo, Deir ez-Zor, and Idlib. U.S. military officials have told China they are under no threat from South Korea's deployment of a U.S. anti-missile defense system. The United States and South Korea have agreed to base the Terminal High Altitude Area defense system in Seoul. It is intended to destroy any North Korean missiles that would be fired at the South. The decision has come under fire by state media in China, where there are suggestions that the system was intended to track Chinese missiles. A Turkish court ordered pro-Kurdish newspaper to close Tuesday, accusing it of engaging in terrorist propaganda. The court accused the Özgür Gündem newspaper of being the media organ of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Earlier in the day, state media reported that police raided 44 companies in Istanbul in connection with last month's failed coup. The Anadolu agency said arrest warrants were issued for 120 company executives accused of providing financial support to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Gulen lives in self-imposed exile in the state of Pennsylvania in the United States. The Turkish government says Gulen was behind the July 15th coup attempt. He denies that. This is VOA News.